the text is Matthew 9:13. Then learn what the text means, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Matthew's knowledge was small, but his interest had become very keen. Jesus had chosen Capernaum as the headquarters for his work in Galilee, and that's where Matthew had his toll booth. From his fellow publicans, he heard some strange things about this prophet from Nazareth. He seemed to relish the company of publicans and sinners like himself. And it is quite likely that he himself went to hear the prophet. At any rate, when Jesus came to the place of his business and said to him, "Follow me," Matthew was willing. He dropped everything to become a disciple of Jesus. He was quite eager to come and learn. And he soon discovered that a new power had entered his life. He had found a fellowship. After all, outcasts also hunger for society, and here he found it. In a fellowship of the redeemed, and not called for salvation. This tells us he put on a big spread for publicans and sinners to celebrate his new relationship to Jesus of Nazareth. This was done in an open courtyard where others could look in. The Pharisees observed what was going on, and their worst misgivings were confirmed. Then they argued with the disciples in a big altercation took place, which took the form of the question, "Why does your teacher dine with those publicans and sinners?" The issue, of course, was intended to embarrass our Lord, as he well knew. So he responded with something of a parabolic saying, "After all, doctors work on sick people. They are the ones that need physicians. Those who are well do not need such healing." This has sometimes been interpreted as though Jesus were using some irony. As a matter of fact, he was not. He was reckoning with the fact that as far as religion was concerned, the Pharisees were and still are very healthy people. If it were a matter of noble living, if it were a matter of righteousness, their kind of righteousness, which would earn the merit of the favor of God, then, of course, that would be the way to salvation. That's what's meant by the word sacrifice in the text. "I would rather have mercy than sacrifice," says the Lord. And so Jesus said to the disciples, to the Pharisees, "Now you go learn your own scriptures. You find out what the difference is between gospel and law on the basis of Hosea 6:6, where God said, "I prefer mercy to sacrifice." The fact that the Pharisees did not learn, and that Judaism did not take to heart Jesus' lesson, is confirmed by the fact that a disciple of the great Rabbanan Ben Zakkai, Joshua, came to him one day to say, "Woe unto us after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Woe unto us that the sanctuary has perished, and that the means of propitiation have been removed." To which Rabbanan replied, "But we have another means of propitiation, namely Hosea 6:6. Again, he did not recognize that God's pleasure is mercy. He enjoys showing his mercy, his grace. It took Matthew a long time to learn, to be part of Jesus' disciples. After the crucifixion, he realized that it might involve his own martyrdom. And it took a long time of training before Matthew was ready for that other command, "Go, make disciples." But he had come to learn, and soon he discovered what it meant to be a disciple of Jesus. Presumably you had come here to learn, to put yourself at the disposal of that command eventually, "Go, make disciples." In the meantime, go learn what this means, the text, "I take pleasure in mercy and I sacrifice." Amen.